Blog Talk Radio.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, goddammit!
Get the point, good.
Enough!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Tuesday, having a little fun, kick back and relax like we always do about this time. Look at stuff. What's up, Shahad?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, man, you know what? You know, I'm in a hunt for a new co-host, but I can't use you.
Why not? You never
come on fast enough. You got to pause. You got to...
I'm here.
Remind me of all the time. You used to always do that old pause and shit. What's happening with you, baby? How you doing?
I have to breathe. I'm chilling. How are you?
I'm chilling. Long day. But y'all know how it goes. The show must go on. Let's have a little fun, kick back, relax.
Yes, please.
Hey. Check this out, man. I've been watching this show as of late. And I guess, and before we get started, we're not going to make no Miss Penny jokes about her getting jugged. We're not going to make no Miss Penny jokes tonight.
Okay.
So I'm going to try not to anyway. But it's like, I believe the show's called Sex That Sent Me to the ER. Have you ever seen it?
Oh, I have not. I've never even heard of it. Okay.
Oh, man. It's crazy. It's like... They reenact these scenes that, you know, I mean, this is actually events that, you know, that people that went through. And it's like, wow, like, you know, the damnedest things happen in the emergency room. And it's like, okay, all of the, like, sexual acts.
Okay.
Now, it's one, Like, as a female, I would like to know. I mean, it was one, and the lady, she was like, you know, she having these infections, and you know, in her vagina.
Okay.
And she, I mean, she just kept having them. She kept having them, and you know, she finally goes to the hospital. I guess she didn't take the pain or whatever it was no more. So she whispers to the doctor, "I think my husband gave me an STD."
Okay.
So the husband, you know, the doctor said, "Okay, well, you know, we'll check the husband too. Check the husband. Check the husband. He's disease free. He has no disease. He has no STDs."
Okay.
So he says, you know, let me recheck the woman. And, you know, he's like giving her a vaginal check. And he pulls out an old condom.
Oh.
So now, okay. You know, he looks at the husband, and he like, "Wow, that's messed up. You would actually leave a condom inside your wife without telling her?" And he looks at the doctor, and he says, "We ain't used a condom in 9 years."
Damn.
Now, if you're caught in a situation like that, what do you do as a woman? I mean, we just hypothetically speaking, not saying that you would ever do anything like that, but if you did get caught in a situation like that, what would you do?
Well, you know what? It is so funny that you bring this story up, because I actually did have a condom stuck in me once in my life, but I got it out the same day. It was like it came off while we were, you know, and while we were doing it. And then he was like, "Well, where's the condom?" And I was like, "Well, where's the condom?" And come to find out, it was inside of me. But I got it out that night. Now, I would like to know how long the woman has been experiencing that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I don't think you can have a condom stuck in you for 9 years and not know it. It would have to, you know what I'm saying? You eventually would come out, I would think.
Okay, you said you had one stuck. Did you feel it?
Well, like I said, I got it out the same night, like almost as soon as it happened. So it was like when we realized that the condom was missing, it wasn't on him and it wasn't on the bed, so there's only one other place it could be that's inside of me. So, you know, there was no prolonged situation. We got it out that night. Well, I got it out that night.
Okay, and I'm saying, but did you, I mean, during the time where y'all was looking for it, did you feel it? Did you feel it inside you?
No, I didn't. I didn't. It
okay,
was
so it's possible. So it's possible that she actually just didn't know it was there. Because I found it hard to believe. I was like, she didn't know the motherfucker was there. But if you say that you didn't feel it, then okay, I guess, you know, I guess that could work like that.
Yeah, but what my question is like, damn, like, okay, whether it was recently or 9 years ago, like, nothing, like,
nah.
If you knew that he went in you with a condom and the condom was nowhere to be found.
You know damn well it wasn't no 9 years ago. She was cheating.
Right.
And then got upset and left.
What?
Oh, I don't have to take that. I'm like, really? Do
but
you
he didn't
know?
Get it removed or take it out?
I mean, yeah, he removed it, but when he's looking at her, like, you know, her husband, like, "We used a condom in 9 years, so where the fuck this condom come from?"
Mm, mm-hmm. And she got up and left after that.
Yeah, oh, I don't have to answer that, and bolted out
the
door.
Well, see, that's one of them things where, shit, you asked that question before, you know what I'm saying, like, shit. If you get caught up like that, do you tell the truth? Shit, she's a cheating helper. And she got what
okay,
was
but not,
to her, I guess.
Now, see, and once again, now, like I said, my question to you is, what do you do? What do you do when, if you did get caught to that point? Well, 1 minute before you answer it. Janine, what's up, baby? What's going on?
Nothing much.
Okay, we're talking about
sex that sent you to the ER.
Okay.
Wow. We had a convo going on about a woman who's she came to the hospital, and you know she's having all these infections and whatnot. So she told the doctor she thought that her husband gave her an STD. Well, they checked the husband, no STD. And he does a vaginal search or whatnot or whatever they call it, whatever they do.
A pap smear.
Yeah, well, whatever. A vaginal
investigation.
Search.
Yeah. Right. It's not a rape. It's a pap
smear. He digged off in that pussy, and he found found the condom. So now he's looking at the husband like, you know, that's fucked up that you leave a condom inside the woman. And the husband said, hell, we haven't had sex with a condom in 9 years. Now, you tell me, I was talking to the liquor store. But I'm going to ask you too. Now, I'm your man. And y'all pretty much know what type of attitude I have being on the show and whatnot.
Yeah.
Right. So now, I'm going to start with you. Like I said, you know, you pretty much know what type of attitude I got being on the show. What do you tell me?
Ain't shit I can't tell you. I mean, if I'm really talking about you, I'm going to start packing my
shit. Right.
We're
talking about me.
Kill me.
Yo, they might as well put me in the ICU right now.
Exactly. Shit. You know what? I want to be admitted. Admit me.
Okay. Now, hold on, y'all. We got Miss Pimp on the line. Miss Pimp, what's up, baby?
Oh, my God. Y'all are retarded. Especially you. But I'm agreeing with you, ladies. I'm agreeing. This is what I'm going to need you to do.
Call security. Dr. Johnson, I'm going to need some witness protection.
You know they ask
really?
You, has there been any
domestic
violence?
Y'all really
think
I'm that bad?
Okay, you at your girl's side.
You think it's something wrong. She's telling you she's been in all this pain. And the doctor got there, and it's a nurse in the room. So now you got all these people. You embarrassed. Because he just pulled out a condom and hold it up to you with some tweezers in his hand. And they'll say, why would you leave this condom in your wife's side? You mean you wouldn't be upset?
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
Oh, Lord, I'll be like, Lord, give me the strength, kid, boy. Man.
How would I react? 911.
Call security.
You know, well, I mean, y'all already know what I'm finna play.
Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a whole place. Amen. Amen. Yeah.
Oh, my God, do you know? I mean, I can honestly admit that one would send me over the edge. I'm not gonna lie to you, especially if you say I'm gonna need you not to try to get tough or you know I'm not gonna try to beat you in the hospital. Although maybe that's what you
not
need
in
to
the
be.
Hospital.
Yeah, maybe that's what I'm gonna send you back to, but. No, let me stop. We don't advocate.
But baby, we used the condom.
9 years ago?
9 years ago.
Hey, but check it.
No, she's talking about with the new guy.
The baby. I didn't let him hit me right.
You know what? I think I could take a lot of abuse. I could take a lot of abuse from a woman. A lot of, I believe I could take a lot of verbal abuse from a woman. That one right, that right there though. Then you gonna talk shit? Oh my god! Man.
If you can, but you know what has happened, and then that it is similar to this story. It wasn't a condom, but a damn tampon. My stepmother, you know, had the same thing. Thought, you know, some little extra was going on, but she had a tampon stuck in her, and I guess she didn't know it.
I knew somebody who that happened to. I said, quit trying to fuck so much, you done forgot to take your damn shit out.
You know what?
Y'all know what? I had a teacher a long time ago, and totally different thing. She had 9 contact lenses stuck in the back of her eye, and she didn't know it. She had to switch. And I swear, us kids, we used to make fun of her like a motherfucker. We used to call her the Twitch. You know what I'm saying? She just kept twitching all the time. Come to find out, she had 9 contact lenses stuck in the back of her head because she went to sleep with them. They were supposed to be disposable contacts, but she always fell asleep with them in the back, you know, in her eyes. And that's what happened.
What does she think they went?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
She might have thought she took them out.
Well,
that's why I don't.
You might have thought that they came out while she was asleep. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she was just retarded.
But 9? Damn.
Exactly.
At what point did this bitch? Well, I'm, man. Yeah. Okay.
You can call her that because that was one of the harshest teachers I ever had. But that's probably why I didn't drink a lot of fast.
She had a headache. She probably had migraines all the time.
That's why I'm
going to
say she had a headache every day coming in down. She wants y'all to say shit.
Now I understand why she was so fucking mean. But when she had them removed, it was like she was a new person. And she shared the story with us. That's the only reason how come I know, because she shared the story with the class. So it was like, I don't know, 6th grade or some shit like that, but her name was Ms. DeBall, and she had, contact lenses. Talking about the other day, I made it. But, I mean, you know, again, that's one of them things, like, you know the condom didn't, you know, it wasn't on him when y'all finished, and it wasn't nowhere to be found. Bitch, what did you think? You know, you have to understand that, okay, there's only one other place it could be. You know?
9, though? I've had a contact stuck in my head that I forgot about. But 9?
9.
I
bullshit.
I mean, I knew the next day but I thought that I dropped it, too. I can understand 1.
Mm-hmm.
But 9?
Nine. And I don't
know. Just imagine if they pull 9 condoms out.
No.
What do you think he'd be at right now?
I can understand a condom and her not knowing that he didn't take it off. Because shit, if it's good, you lay back and he get up. It ain't like you paying. You might not be paying attention. You might have acted like you took it off. You know what I'm saying?
But 9 years. But
Some men do that. They'll try to act like
they're
taking it off.
Why? How come you
weren't
watching
and
put it on?
Now, hold on.
They said it was on, but evidently it must have came off inside of her when he was inside.
Hold on, y'all. Now, y'all know damn well that condom ain't been in her for no damn 9 years.
I mean,
it wasn't 9 years. It was a few weeks it had been in her. But it caused her to start having toxic, you know, infections and stuff. I think because it had been in there.
You saw the
show. So that really tell you it wasn't up in there 9 years.
Right.
Jean, did you see the show?
No, her husband was saying, I thought her husband had said he hadn't used a condom with her, so it couldn't have been him who did it. That's what.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, she been fucking around and somebody slipped,
right.
You know.
That's what
right.
Like I say, and now let's be honest. Now, I mean, if I'm sitting there and like Janine just said, he got this condom with these tweezers, and then he talking shit to me. How do you leave your condom inside your wife? And I know we ain't used no condom in 9 years, especially if I ain't got no pussy in a couple of weeks. I ain't got nothing
right.
in a couple of weeks. You got a condom
right.
fucking you? Man. I'm going to tell you shit. Y'all don't.
Yeah. Red rum, red rum.
You know?
I'll
come
be
on,
wheeling
man.
Myself. I'll be wheeling myself out the room in my bed
yeah.
like this.
And then, you know, you really ain't
you
know going to say. You really not going
to
say nothing.
I'm to sleep.
But,
I'm not going to wake up for about a week.
Right. I mean, I wouldn't say nothing in front of the doctors, but my eyes will tell it all. You know, and you know what I'll be thinking.
Use a hoe. Use a hoe.
But, baby, I used a condom.
Man.
That doctor was there to leave that room. So what is that doctor trying to leave? I'm like, take it with you.
Oh my God, I'm a fake passing out right there on the spot.
But you know
no,
what?
No,
what
they
doing
with you? You ain't sleep, motherfucker. Get up.
But hold on, you as
I
the gotta
take some shit.
You as the husband, you know damn well you ain't. You know what I'm saying? You ain't been fucking nobody else. You know what I'm saying? So it's like shit. You sitting there feeling like, well, hell, I ain't fucking nobody but you, bitch. You
know
what I'm
saying?
So
if
you
got something you think I gave you, that means you gave it to me or some
more shit like that. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
mm-hmm. What do you mean? Yep. Mm-hmm.
That
would
be an ugly
demonstration
right there.
Mm-hmm.
In the words of Dolomite,
right in the crack of your ass, my foot will find its place.
I'm not playing. I am not bullshitting. Right in the crack of your ass, my foot will find its place.
Mm-hmm.
I was mad. Mm-hmm. But I mean, not to just belittle the women. It's the men that came on the show and they were fucked up too. They were fucked up too. It was a couple of men. I mean, but I think that was by far the funniest one. But now, okay, damn, I ain't got no other men on here, so I guess I'm gonna have to answer this question. I seen another one where the dude thought he was actually having a heart attack. You know what I'm saying? And the doctor was like, you know, they got to do open heart surgery because, you know. And the dude like, well, you know, I got something I need to tell you. The doctor like, what the fuck you trying to tell me? I'm trying to save your life. And he like, well, you know, the problem is I got a sex toy stuck in my ass. That's why his heart, you know, yeah, he had a sex toy stuck in his ass. Now. As a woman, now let's just say you didn't know what the fuck. You came home and I'm like, I can't breathe. I gotta go to the hospital. Now, you get me to the hospital. And they like, all right, well, look here. Your husband got a sex toy stuck up his ass. 9 times out of 10, he got to be a dildo or something. So, I mean, as ladies, what do you say? Okay, I'm going to start with you, Ms. Pimp. What would you say?
You know, that's kind of a loaded thing. it really wouldn't be nothing that I could say. I would have to leave because I would be going to jail. I would have to just leave, you know. If nothing else, just out of feeling like you tricked my ass, you embarrassed me, you tricked me, I'd have to leave because it would be some. I'd be like you. I would. You may want to get the police up in here right now.
I don't want no visitors. None. Not wife. Nobody. Don't. I want no visitors.
Right.
But could you imagine?
Could
you imagine the doctor? Good God, man! I'm trying to save your life. Hold on.
Well, before I know you're going to go to some to other people. My mother, she's working in the hospital as a respiratory therapist, and she used to come home and tell me the stories that, you know, there would be fuzzy animals, live animals, that they would have to do surgery on to get the animals out. You know, hamsters
gerbils.
And gerbils and shit. Yeah. And I thought she was bullshitting, but, you know, I guess that is some of the things, but I don't give a damn. An animal, a toy, or anything, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem.
Okay. All right. I understand. All right, Livingstone, what about you?
First, you going to be every motherfucking faggot, sissy, licking a booty ass nigga I can think of. And then it's over. I mean, there's nothing else. What? I know I didn't do it. I didn't stick none to your ass. You know what I'm saying? You on the side, undercover, freaky ass.
Well, now technically, I mean, he was using the toy. He didn't use. It wasn't another man.
It don't matter. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck. You
maybe
have anything lodged up your ass.
Maybe he was just trying to hit his G-spot.
You fruity booty ass nigga. You flaming ass, fruity booty ass. You tricked me. I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to be able to do it. I don't want no man who, by himself or would allow someone else to put anything in his ass. I don't want to be laying there with you in the bed and I come out the blue with some old baby.
Hold on, this is another part to it too. Now the doctor did an X-ray. The doctor, come on, I tell you, good Lord, it's 10 inches long. I mean, he just put
insult to injury.
He just put 10 inches up in it.
Oh, man. You might as well slice me with razor blades and splash lemon juice on me because I am cut the fuck up.
I don't believe ain't none of y'all ever seen these shows.
What
well,
is
it other
called? Sex in the ER?
Yeah, Sex Took Me to the ER or something like that. Yeah, I believe that's the name of it.
Yeah, Sex Took Me to the ER. Mm-hmm.
I need to know what channel this is on.
It's TLC. I watch it every blue moon.
Yeah, I've called it a couple of times.
I
got to
take
the
series.
Like,
y'all remember that show, 1,000 Ways to Die?
Yeah.
People died on some crazy sexual shit on that show, too.
Mm-hmm.
It was one chick who, you know, I guess she was single or whatever, and she had a garden, and she grew cucumbers. And
I remember
you know,
that one.
Mm-hmm. And the cucumber, she didn't quite shave it good enough. You know, she left the sharp edge on the cucumber, and she stuck it inside herself, and it killed her. Mm-hmm. She was masturbating with the cucumber, but she, you know, when she was peeling the skin off the cucumber, she left, you know, a piece of it that was sharp, and it cut her. It cut, you know, one of her veins in her pussy, and it killed her.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then there was there was the one chubby chaser on there. I think I said this one before, but yeah, he liked big women, and he was a door to door salesman.
Suffocated
him. Yep, she suffocated.
Oh,
yeah,
I've seen
that one.
She orgasms and stuff.
She's on top of them, suffocating.
Okay, now, Ms. Pimp, in your line of work, I ain't going to say your line of work, but, you know. I'm pretty sure y'all have had some pretty near-death experiences.
No. Never.
Mm-mm. Okay, but now, all right, now being a dominatrix, y'all, you never, like, suffocate. I mean, I remember because I watched that episode of CSI, and I was like, ain't no way in hell I'm going to fucking get me put one of them damn latex masks on. Well, I mean,
point
in time.
That's a fetish, you know. there's a latex fetish. There's a suffocation fetish. So, no.
Have you ever heard of a feeder fetish?
A what?
A who?
Feeder. Yeah. Someone who likes to feed. Somebody who likes to feed their partner food, so they can get real big.
Wow.
I mean, they feed them. They sit there and feed them. You know, they like to watch them eat. They like to feed them food.
Yes.
Like they went to dig. I had never heard this shit before in my life. The man was a normal
I thought
fire.
You said cedar, like wood, and that's why I'm like, huh?
No, cedar.
Mm-hmm.
And he was normal size. She was 600 pounds.
What?
He was like, he made it sound so nasty. But, you know, wait, I got to say what he said. He said, ooh, with her fat, he said, when she bend over and that fat hang off her stomach with them stretch marks and that cellulite.
Ooh, and he was serious.
Mhm. He was like, it drive him crazy. I was like, what? Can you imagine when she bend over all that fat, her stomach just hangs down. It's just like a bunch of fat. And she's 600 pounds. And then
well, you know,
her to these all you can eat places and just feed her. And just make sure, talk about his goal is for her to be 1,000 pounds.
She be dead.
I know, that's what I'm saying. She gonna say, it's okay, I ain't got no high blood pressure. What the fuck? Oh, my, these people is crazy. You think it's going to be
different?
You ain't got high blood pressure yet. Your heart ain't going to be able to take it.
Well, you got different people who do different things, but shit.
I had never heard of that before. Who like bigger people. I'm not talking about that part, but for you to keep wanting to feed them and feed them to make them even bigger, is what I'm saying.
Wow.
You gonna kill them. That's what it looks like to me, like you trying to kill them.
Right. Maybe he was just fascinated.
His thought process is a little bit different than yours. Just a little bit.
Maybe
you know,
it was the fascination of seeing her grow. You know what I mean? Like, people
that ain't right.
Barton.
That's not right.
No, it isn't right at all. But shit.
He couldn't even
That wasn't what he wanted.
But you want to tell you something? There are guys out there that like BBWs, and they're all walked a different life.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Is that stand for big beautiful women?
All day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I never was actually sure what the fuck that stood for. So, okay, carry on.
Yes. So, what I'm saying is, you know, people have, they like what they like, you know, and I don't think that his thought process is thinking that he's going to kill her.
Mm-hmm.
to anybody else that is not, that's not, that doesn't have a preference or a fetish, you know, it seems different, and we, the thought process is just different, you know. He may absolutely completely get off on the fact that she's, like, got roles all over the place, and that may be just his thing.
Look here, I don't mind a little meat on your bones. I ain't got no problem with that. But 600 pounds, come on. That's horrible.
People like what they like.
That's horrible.
I mean, he seemed genuine. He seemed genuine. It wasn't, I'm just saying, to me, I don't know. I just feel like he's going to tell her. He's trying to get her.
I'm going to tell you, I got a hefty life insurance policy on her big ass.
Oh,
300 pounds.
You know what? We need to all pitch in as a Sin City get together and get this man a family of Chia Pets because he likes to watch things grow. You can't be killing people. You
right.
can't be killing people because you like to see shit grow. I mean, shit.
Yeah, I got to agree with you on that one because that just ain't right. I mean, it was, like you said, but some fetishes are fetishes.
Yeah,
oh, for anybody that need them, I got contracts written up. I got the contracts written up. Just anybody need them, feel free to just hit me up, let me know.
Hey, you know, I just got to say, though, I got a question.
You said,
somebody asked me this, like, over the weekend. How do deaf people, like, sound when they have sex?
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I'm not
and I don't know, but when they asked me that question, kind of like, damn, you know, I don't know. Oh, you know?
Well, now I can tell you that. I can tell you that my uncle had a girlfriend who was deaf. And he would be down there and he would, I mean, when they get into it, you'll hear it go, all right, y'all, I'm not trying to be funny, all right? Okay? So don't think I'm trying to be funny, but it's, it sounds kind of like a retarded kid, you know, like, we like, what the fuck is that noise? But, you know, she couldn't get the actual, but, you know, I guess it's feeling that good to her that, you know, like, and I'm like, what the fuck is that noise? But now we hear the bed like,
right.
And all you hear is that, like, what the fuck is he choking up? What the fuck is he doing? And he come out with his cigarette like, whew, like, God damn. And I'm like, and I'm looking at him, and he's looking at me like, what the fuck wrong with you? I'm like, is the bitch dead? He's like, girl, she ain't dead. What the fuck is you talking about? I'm like, what the fuck was you doing to her? Fuck do you do with a woman when you got her in the bedroom? I'm like, but that shit didn't sound right. And he was like, well, that's the noise she making. And I'm like, you know, you didn't. I asked him, I said, you didn't feel like you was taking advantage of her? And he was like, she deaf, she not retarded.
Right.
So
I mean, true.
At that point, I left it alone.
You know what? And it's so crazy because, like I said, y'all know I work in a liquor store, so I have met all kinds of people, and I have this customer. I will never, ever, ever in my life ever forget Sybil. But this person, I mean, Sybil was live, okay? And Sybil drank 211. All right? She drank 211 and E&J. All right? So brandy and malt liquor and a deaf lady. And Sybil would be, you know what I'm saying, she'd have her moments where she'd be
fucked up. And she be trying to communicate to you. And she sounds retarded. You know, again, I'm with you, Cass. I ain't trying to be funny, but she, it was one day in particular, she came in, and it was this guy, and I guess he was floating her boat, you know what I'm saying, because she started making sounds that I have never heard in my life. It sounded like a fucking animal had his foot stuck in something. He was trying to tell you, you know what I mean? It was like, I'm not trying to be funny.
Oh, my
God. Trash. I mean, if she wrote down what she was trying to say, she could write it, you know what I'm saying, perfectly. She'd tell you what you're trying to say, but she would try to, you know, verbalize what she couldn't. And it, yeah, it sounded like something fucked up. But this one dude, man, I'm telling you, he was striking her fancy, and she started trying to get it out. And she, you know what I'm saying? She can't. I'm like, oh, goodness, you turn a civil on, because I've never seen civil like that.
So, yeah, they make noises. It kind of sounds like a retarded person, but, yeah, they can make noises.
I mean, but when the question was asked, I was just like, you know, I just never thought of that shit. But then it kind of turned funny because it's like, okay, do you guys, like, sign each other or, you know what I mean?
Right.
What do you do?
Can you imagine her signing, oh, my God, that feels so good?
Right.
Oh, y'all going
man.
To hell. Y'all going to hell and don't blame
it's
Sin City.
It's just things that make you go, huh, that's all.
You know?
Like I said, y'all going
and
to hell.
And don't get super mad, because when she get mad, she get mad. Like, you know, she might be 10 cents, 20 cents short or whatever, and she get mad. If somebody wouldn't give it to her, boy, she'd cuss you out in deaf people language, I'm trying to tell you. She wouldn't use her hands.
Hey.
She wouldn't use her hands. She'd be trying to verbally communicate how she was feeling. And I'm telling you, she comes strong, too.
My bike mechanic and his wife is deaf. And when she gets feisty, I love watching people sign, but she just, like, goes ham on his ass. You know?
See,
it doesn't look symphonic. It looks like she's cussing your ass out.
She's
going
off
on him.
Yeah,
other people.
She snaps off on him.
What's
my
y'all
got to do with
his
wife, man? They are
right,
crazy.
Right, exactly.
Well, most men would love that shit because all they got to do is look away like this.
I would close my eyes like, I'm not seeing you. I'm not seeing you.
But they try to verbalize what they're trying to say. So even if you can't see what she's signing, you're going to hear because they are able
but see,
to make it.
And then once I get the la 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 la, you know,
oh, God.
It's too easy to tune you out.
I would tell you, you better sleep with one eye open because that deaf bitch gonna fuck you up while you think you getting away.
I'm
you
just saying.
Morning, your Listerine, and your Listerine be Visine, and you didn't even know it. See what I'm saying?
Well, maybe you're right, but I mean, you just can't. You can't be deaf and cuss me out. You moving your hands, I'm just gonna close my eyes.
Shit, I know one little sign in sign language to cut your ass out, and that would be that middle finger.
Right, exactly.
On the back, like, this bitch is not talking to me.
You know, right, who's she talking to? Who's she talking to?
And you know that's going to piss her off even more.
Because I'm going to tell you, if you're going off on me, I'm going to learn one sign language. They say spell it. Spell it.
And you know what? Me personally, that's all I can do. Like, I know how to say help. I know how to say boy, girl. You know what I'm saying? General shit like that. Thank you and, you know, stuff like that in sign. But other than that, all I can do is the alphabet. So I'd be, you know what I'm saying? Our argument between us would take all night. And I'd be spelling out every word. It'd be F,
you know,
U, C, K.
See, I'm so ignorant. I'd be like, say it with, I'll be like Kevin Hart, say it with your chest. Say it with your chest. I mean, what could you say to me? Technically, you can't say shit to me. Turn my back.
Fuck you. I'm sorry.
Right. Once I turn my back, it's over. Arguments officially, and I'm turning my back.
He's going to be body
you know
bumping
what?
You're going to be poking the shit out of your back.
You know, like, motherfucker, I'm ignoring you for a reason. So why did you keep poking me?
Because I know you hate it.
Yeah, especially if you don't like.
All right, but then my thing is now when I choke the shit, when I do spree well on you, don't get mad.
How do we go from poking to choking?
I'm just saying.
Stop poking. Okay, that's all he needed.
Stop poking. It's like, oh, my God. You see, us as men, I don't think we try to do, I mean, I ain't going to lie and say we do some type of shit. But, I mean, that what y'all be doing just be totally like, oh.
Well, just poke
us
back. You got to poke us back. Just poke us back.
I mean, I still say the best way to get at a man is, I mean, y'all got the most powerful, I mean, next to money, y'all got the most powerful thing on the earth. Pussy.
Amen.
So I'm mad at you, you mad at me, I'm going to fuck you to death, and that's going to teach you your lesson?
Yes. I'll be quick to understand you.
So while I'm fucking you, I'm supposed to say, quit fucking that other bitch, nigga. I'm the one that's fucking you. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah. That, you know what? That would be nice.
Oh, my goodness.
So you need my address. That's what you're telling me.
Well, I mean, if you're nice enough to say that, then yes. Because, I mean, my whole thing is I never could understand that. It's like, you could sit there and argue with me all day, but you, and it's like, what would you rather do? Argue with me at a calm point, or, you know, when I'm at if I'm on 10, you don't want to argue me when I'm on 10 because I'm not going to listen to you. I'm down there ready to tear your head off, especially if it's some shit that I know I'm right about.
Wait. Just from listening to the show, you always think you're right. So,
no,
every
no, I you know what? Let me clear that. Let me clarify this. I don't ever think I'm wrong. I may go about things the wrong way, but I don't always think I'm wrong. So, it's a difference.
We weren't talking about wrong. We were talking about right.
But we can't think that way, though. We got to be wrong.
Double standard. He wasn't wrong. He just wasn't right. But he ain't going to say
that. I didn't say I was wrong. I just might have went about it the wrong way.
Well, then,
no.
I went
about it the wrong way then, too. No,
you're not me.
So you telling me next time I'm mad at my fella, right? I'm pissed. I should go up to his job and just rape him and tell him, don't do that shit no more?
Right. You know what? I tell you what. Why don't y'all let's do an experiment. For the next month, Every time your dude, boyfriend, or whoever get you upset, get you mad, give them some head and some pussy.
Now, okay, wait a minute. What if we don't live together?
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure you can find it. I mean, y'all get into an argument. Y'all get into an argument. Give him some head. Well, give him some pussy. Watch.
Okay, so what if I pop up on you and I catch you in some shit?
Give him some head. Give him some pussy.
What if that's what I caught you in? I caught you getting some pussy. I'm supposed to give you some up.
Well, join in. What's the first one?
Join in.
I knew you was going to say that.
I'm going to push that bitch out the goddamn way.
Okay, no, I mean, come on now. Of course not in that situation. But, I mean, well, if you want to join in, I mean, by all means, go ahead. But if you get into argument, let's just say for a month, y'all, don't argue with him. You know what I'm saying? If you feel like you finna get ready, like you feel like you finna explode or you finna just talk some shit to him, I mean, suck his dick. Go give him some pussy. Whichever one you feeling like, you know, you might be bad enough to say, well, if I put his dick in my mouth, I'm gonna bite it. If you feeling like that, then just give him some pussy. Now, if you're not, I mean, just watch. See how relaxed that man be whenever the conversation, whatever you wanted to talk about, see how relaxed he is. You won't get that. God damn it, I ain't nobody trying to hit his bullshit. You again?
Of course not. I think I'll be asleep.
Well, that too. Well, after he pick up, he still
exactly.
Be ready to talk to
you. You talking and all you hear.
I'm not. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I've been known to do that quite a few times. I will go to sleep on your motherfucking ass, especially if you don't want me out. And you know what? This is what I don't understand. Us as men, now, I will tell you shit. I feel like, okay, if I'm comfortable with you, you know, I guess right about now, I'm at the age where shit, I ain't finna just go randomly sleep with any goddamn body. So I feel like if I'm comfortable with you, yeah, I can go to sleep. Why is it that, and I will tell you, yes, goddamn it, you put me to sleep. Why is it that women make 100 excuses? Now, see, what happened is that I got up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I did my daughter hair, and that's the only reason this dick put you to sleep. Stop lying. This dick put you, at some point, y'all got, I know when you're young, you want to talk that shit, but shit, come on now. You done got up in your 30s and shit. Hell, that motherfucker done put your ass to sleep.
I mean,
is it a pride thing?
Okay, do we say that to make you feel good? Because that don't always be the case. You're going to know, like, in 5 minutes. So the bitch that really ain't going to get up to be able to go to the bathroom, watch it, you know, the ex.
Yeah, okay. That's what I'm saying.
If you put it down like that, that's what's going to happen.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Right. Okay, that's the scenario we use it. Saying, the motherfucker to put it down, I mean, you still be like, you still try to give excuses like shit, like, yeah, nah, motherfucker, the only reason I fell asleep or the only reason I can't move because I'm tired. I was at work all day today. That's why. You work at a desk. You wasn't moving around.
You can't always get your props. I mean, but if you put it down like that,
why can't we always get our props?
Always? No, we always got to make you strive for more and better. Crazy?
I mean, shit, if you fuck me to death and I get up and I'm like, well, you know what I'm saying, I'm laying there and I'm like, hey, you need something? That's your props. I don't want to go to sleep. I'm ready to get up and shit. You know what I'm saying? You hungry, baby, or shit. Let me go on in here and, you know what I'm saying, I might go wash your goddamn car because you put it down. That's your props.
All I'm saying is that if you put it down, if us as men, if we put it down, we we like to hear we done a good job. We don't want to hear no excuses. We want to hear we did a good job.
I mean, we gonna play around you and say shit. You did all right. You know?
Yeah, all right.
All right.
I'm going to find me somebody to tell me I'm a beast.
Oh.
I'm all right, huh? She said I was a beast last night.
Yeah.
Now, see, now, here y'all go. Well, really, that's all you say is well.
Well.
See, that's what I'm talking about. I'm telling you, man, y'all got to, I mean, you know what? I'm just throw it out there. I ain't trying to be chauvinistic or nothing like that. But honestly and truly, no, I'm not. I'm just trying. I'm not all bullshit. I honestly believe that women need to be women again. At least in the house, at home. I don't mean the cooking and cleaning. I don't mean all that. I don't mean that.
Okay.
At
one point in time, then it was, you know, expected of us that if you gave me good sex, to get up and go fix you a meal was, you know what I'm saying, what you wanted.
I still go with that one. Shit, go fix me a drink. Oh, you know what? I got a question, and this was asked to me. All right. Well, if, after sex, I'm thirsty, you thirsty, whose job is it to get up?
Mine.
Did I hear somebody say mine?
Yeah, that was me.
Okay, cool. What about you, Janine? I'm thirsty, you thirsty. Whose job is it to get up?
Of course I'm going to get up.
Okay. Miss Pimp.
Well, I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna get you something to drink and I'm gonna make you a 9-course meal if that's what you want.
I don't know why. I'm gonna throw a shout out to the ladies in the office. These motherfuckers don't believe in that. They talking about what you mean. I gotta get up. Now my thing was. Now, see, I think this is where they got me misquoted at. I didn't say all the time. I don't mind. I mean, I don't mind, like, in the morning fixing your coffee or something like that. I don't mind that. I don't mind doing that. But after sex, no, I'm not moving. That's your job. That's the woman's job to get up and get something to drink or go make that sandwich or something. I'm just a firm believer of that. Now, I didn't say all day, every day. I'm just saying. After sex, that's the woman's job.
I'm going to lightweight agree with you on that. Not that
Thank
it's a woman's job. It's just something that, you know, you just do. I can't even believe I'm saying this shit to you. But I'm going to lightweight agree with you right there.
Right. I mean, come on. When I'm right, when you're right, you're right.
No. Yeah,
see,
I mean, but really,
might,
if you know the shit that I really do there, if you come out of Drake.
you might have a contract in your future.
But I'm saying, you know, that's kind of both-sided because on the one hand, if you wore me out, no, seriously, I'm asking. I'm not putting up a fight or nothing. I'm asking because I really want to know. On the one hand, if you put it down, you want
right.
me to fall asleep and not make no excuses. Well, shit, that dick wore me out. But on the other hand,
you better muster up some strength to go get me that juicy juice.
But hold on, why wasn't the juicy juice there before you got started?
I better?
You said what? Wait a minute. You said that again?
What the fuck is that?
Yes, matter. Yes, shit. Can I get some pop? Can you fix my drink? Yes, go on. Hurry up. Slap you on your ass. Go on, man. Hurry up. Hurry up, man. Go on. I mean, it looks so much better to see y'all walking away than us walking away.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now, let's be realistic. We just finished. Our shit then went down. You know what I'm saying? So now y'all looking like, damn, how did it get that little? You know, yeah.
It's our job to bring the sink to you with the hot towel and all that other shit too, right?
Why, yes. Yes. Yes.
Why, yes. Okay.
And you
yeah.
gotta fuck the rest. And you gotta fuck the rest of the club out of it too.
Now y'all talking. See, it's contract fair. Everybody got contracts. Everybody got contracts. Everybody got contracts on the way. Now see, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Now, see, I knew we all can get on the same page at some point.
You need some help.
What? Am I wrong? What is wrong with that? What's wrong with that scenario?
You know, I'm really going to start paying attention to some of the shit that you say to see if it's going to be expected for me to get up and get something damn drink. I'm getting ready to check out some shit now. I'm getting ready to really check out some shit. Hmm.
What I mean? What? I said something wrong? Did I say something wrong? If I said something wrong, please tell me.
Let me get off. It might go through if I get off the phone, but if it doesn't come within like 10 minutes, call me back.
Okay.
Yeah, call me back within like 10 minutes.
No idea.
I'm
Oh, okay. I'm wondering. Okay, but not seriously. Now back to the suck your dick. I mean, getting the rest of the cum out. Okay.
Crazy.
Let's elaborate on that a little bit.
Well, don't everybody do that,
ladies?
Well, I do give a little special attention, a little extra attention after the do is done, I have to say, yeah. Especially if I love to suck that dick.
Okay.
Bring that hot towel.
Wash the dick off, clean it all off for you. And then suck the rest of the
pool out. See, that's what you call a happy ending.
What do you mean?
Happy ending indeed. What Miss Pimp go? Miss Pimp?
Stop to me.
All right, nah. I mean, you said numerous times that you're the dominant one, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, what they saying about the hot towel and getting the rest of the cum out, I mean, does that compute with you, or you like, oh, hell no?
No. I'm saying if he puts it down, you know, I mean, that is just something that I'll do. Shit, if he want a 9-course meal, he got that coming, you know.
You ain't as tough as you portray to be, huh?
You know what? She said she could go either way.
I'm just saying, I remember her saying that, but come on, y'all. She ain't even giving no head and all that shit unless you got to work for it. So, shit.
I mean, you can get a Scooby snack, but that's it. That's, you know.
What the fuck
I'm
is
not
a
taking
Scooby
you
snack?
There. Shit, a sample.
A sample?
That's it. Yeah.
So, what, you just going to put the tip of the dick in your mouth? What the fuck is a sample?
Yep. Just swirl around. You know,
man.
But I'm not going to take you there.
Yeah, all right. You boy, once I grab the back of your head, man, you be wrestling. Like, motherfucker.
Mm-mm.
I'm pushing down. You try to pull up.
Mm-mm. I don't.
She told you her master taught her well. You can't go there with her.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
We can't.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, no.
We signed a new contract. She got she on the new contract. I told y'all I got the contract printed up. All I need is a signature.
I need to have my attorney look over this.
No, that's right.
Whatever. I'm telling you, read the fine print. I'm serious, but I really think that everybody should do that hot towel and get the rest of the come up. I'm just a firm believer of that one. Janine, we're going to have to
get
patent
the rest
that.
Of the come out. I'll
just yeah,
get it
to...
first. So that's all I'm going to do.
You going what?
I'll jack the rest of that shit out, but I'd rather you do it.
Wait, whoa. I gotta jack myself off?
That's a turnoff for me, so, yeah.
See, man, you're just not going to get along. Man, you're not going to get along at all.
This is what I'm saying, and no one understands. What I'm saying, I mean, you buzz, but there's still something there. You know what I mean? And what I'm saying to you is I would like to see you, you know, Janine said to suck that shit out. And I'm like, no, that shit out. I got the towel. That's no problem.
No problem.
No, yes, you ran into a problem.
But that's a turn off for me.
Oh boy!
I don't know.
What you mean tell me?
I want to taste myself on you, so I'll probably, you know what I'm saying, do it before the wash off, because I figure, well, hell, if I can't taste me, why should you? So shit.
Yeah. See, or the wash off. I think I have to mentally get there. I just got to mentally get there. You know?
Shit. I don't know where your mind be at. Shit.
My whole
attitude
on the dick sucking thing is just different. It just is, you know. It's just different.
I see that.
I can't say perfectly. Perfectly good comb that just be hanging on the tip and just be calling my name. You know that little nasty curl that it just be sitting there, be glistening. I be looking at it like, God damn it.
It's like that last bite of the steak, you know what I'm saying? That last piece.
Oh, my God.
That little...
Okay, liquor store engineer, answer this for me. Because I'm never too old to learn, but answer this for me, Janine, and liquor store. Both of y'all swallow too?
Wait, say that again?
I said, do both of y'all swallow?
Who you want to answer that first?
Both of y'all, it don't matter. I'm learning. Shit, y'all learn off of me. I'm learning off of y'all.
Yes, I swallow.
And me, I have only swallowed for one person in my whole dick sucking life.
Okay.
And to this day, if that person called me up, that's the only person I will ever swallow for.
Let me tell you.
Hold on. I gotta do something special for y'all. Standing ovation.
Oh, my goodness.
Tisha, Tisha.
The best for me is when they come, I swallow, but I'm still sucking the dick. That's like the best feeling.
Yeah. Wow.
So the dick is still all the way back in your throat, and then you come in, so you still suck, so it's like you're sucking it out. And I don't know, I just learned to just allow the cum to just roll down my throat. I don't even, you know how some people start choking and stuff like that, because it's like they're trying to swallow in, you know, the dick in your mouth at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Well, my technique is more different.
I don't know.
You know what?
Yeah.
My technique is a little different. I allow the whole nut to come out, and I swallow the nut all at once while still sucking his dick.
Recognize the G in me, nigga.
See, me? If you even did that shit, man, it's going to be a real-life situation, for real. Seriously, it's going to be a situation. And you're exposed.
You said, well, what the
don't
hell,
do
huh?
That.
if they explode in your mouth, you're going to have a problem?
Oh, hell to the yeah. We're going to have a problem.
I got a phobia, but it's about them coming in my face. I be thinking my skin
again,
messed up. I don't know what the issue is.
The eye, the hair, you know. I don't mind the palm necklace.
I don't have no
problem
with it.
I don't mind the pearl necklace. I don't mind, you know, putting that baby batter on the twins. I don't even matter. That don't matter to me. But don't. Do not, N-O-T, don't you dare bust. Wow, don't do that. That's a problem. Big problem.
I got my one. And anybody else would be, yeah, I feel the same way. But my one, what's my one? I'll take it
every time. Nope. So, but, I'm learning, you know.
Wow.
You know what, Miss Pimps? I got something for you.
Mm-hmm.
You look out, okay? That's all I'm going to say to you. Just look out. I got something for you, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just all done. I mean, you don't want it on your hair. You don't want it nowhere.
No, she didn't say that. She said in her hair, on her neck, on the twins, is fine, just not in her mouth.
Yeah, not in my hair, no.
Oh, not her hair.
I see.
No. I'm saying I don't mind a pearl necklace. I don't mind the baby batter on the twins or anywhere like that, but you know, in my mouth, oh, my God, no. No. That's a problem.
That's
a big-ass problem.
I felt the very same way until my one. I met that one, and that rule went completely out the door.
Yeah, no, shit. Problem. That's a problem.
You know what? It's to the point where with that person, you know, I might even ask for it. I might even say, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, let me taste that come in my mouth. I might even ask for it.
Now see, there's nothing better than those are the best words you could hear. Come in my oh yes, yes Lord. I mean, we all work for a goal. We all working for that common goal anyway. But it's something about hearing those words. You like, oh yeah, you finna get hit hard, hard and fast. And I'm finna, hey, But you know what? Now, here's my problem. My problem is the girl that forget that she said it. Now, maybe she didn't got caught up in the moment. Then you done pulled out, and she looking at you like, where you going? Hey, you don't open your motherfucking mouth. Is you crazy? What you doing? What you mean what I'm doing?
Oh, baby, that was just to get you there. That was just to get you there.
Nah. See, that's where you mess up at.
Maybe you ain't her one.
Man, I don't know about that. That right there, that'll get an argument started. So, I mean, Ms. Pimp, I mean, have a guy ever tried it?
Tried what?
I mean, because, you know, yeah.
Yeah, I have to say. And it wasn't very good for him.
He bit it?
It wasn't. Hmm?
You ain't bite it, did you?
He no. No. I didn't.
Not to shit out his balls.
Thank you. I mean, I did. I did you.
Not to shit out your balls.
You ain't slapped.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
You didn't slap the ball, did you?
Yeah, I did.
No.
Trying to squeeze your motherfuckers like orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's funny.
I could just picture just grabbing it. Did you just grab the dick and just slap the hell out of it? I mean, what did you do?
I mean, it was right there, you know what I mean? And I think I probably got a squirt or so. You know, it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't the whole demo. But you know what pre-cum, you know what that shit tastes like. But you also know when you're there, that motherfucker head swell up, is ready. And there was no sign to say, shit, move, nothing. He just went there.
Okay.
And I lost it.
In some cases, it might just snuck up on him. He didn't have time to open his mouth and say, I'm coming, because it just.
Bullshit. There ain't no damn excuses, especially when you lay down the ground rules prior to them beforehand. Don't let that shit happen. You know what I mean?
But it was an accident.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. Have you just ever just stuck up on you where you didn't know that it was coming? Come on now. I'm not going to. It has.
Yeah.
And I feel, that's like you didn't know you had a pee, but you just pissed on yourself. Come on now, stop
no.
that.
No, I mean, because it comes with so much force that you like, shit, I can't hold it. Some people try to hold it, and it just, sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. It's just like you,
okay,
you like, okay, I'm going to hold
it. If that shit, you can't make me believe that shit just got so daggone that you just got so lost in it that you couldn't even say. It just tells me that you like, the shit felt so good, I wasn't going to stop. That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, I mean, okay, like I said, you might be like, okay, it's almost there, I'm going to hold it until, you know, but then it just sneak up before you know it, pow, it then popped out.
Well, that's just like when they're having sex. I mean, if when the sex is good to them, they always trying to hold it because they trying to hold it as long as they can. You know what I'm saying? It's okay.
Right.
You know,
right. But when they get ready,
we
when they know when they about to bust?
But no, what I'm saying is they might always be on the verge of getting ready to, but they trying to hold it to go longer is what I'm saying. But you know how sometimes we might do a quick, sometimes we as women, we might jerk our ass and do a quick move, and then we're like, oh, shit. And you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And it just comes out. So that's what I mean. It's always on the verge of them getting ready to come. You know what I'm saying?
Is that when you know that they bought the bus, you know what I'm saying? If I can tell, Jimmy, you have to know. You have to know. So
okay, see, you keep missing what I'm saying here. I'm not saying we don't know it, but we may be trying to hold it because we don't want the situation to end just yet. We might be like, well, I'm gonna do. You know, I want to have sex a little bit longer, but then like Janine said, you fuck around, move that ass a certain way, or do a little extra hard pump, and that motherfucker just skeets out. You heard the song, skeet, 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 skeet.
I'm talking about this. I don't know. I think pussy head is a little bit different. No,
take it from me. I'm telling you from experience. No,
you're
it's
a guy,
right? And I'm telling you. No, I mean it's the same thing. You'll be like sitting down, like okay,
is it
well,
the
you
same
know.
Thing. Then why is it that you know I hear even you speak more about getting head like it's a damn requirement than getting some pussy.
You said what now? Say that again.
I said, so why is it that, like, it's just one and the same, but you seem to have a preference for the head, like it's a requirement when you're having sex?
Well, let's see. I just believe that they go hand in hand. I think your head and say, hey, pussy just go hand in hand. I think if you get one, you might as well. I mean, they go hand in hand.
Okay.
I mean,
well, all right.
I don't know if everybody agrees with that.
From a female perspective, everybody, like, I can say that, I can honestly say that everybody I ever had sex with didn't get hit. You know, and everybody that I gave head to didn't get the privilege of, you know, coming in my mouth. And nobody, except for my one, has had the privilege of me swallowing. So it's like, it's levels to this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And I'm not there yet. I'm not there.
I mean, because I think if you suck dick to the point of ejaculation, at some point, even if you spit it out, you know, you wind up swallowing a little bit. You can't help it, or, you know what I mean?
Right.
It just goes without saying. But to actually purposely, intentionally swallow the nut, and you got to be one real, real super-duper-duper-duper special motherfucker, because I feel the same way you do about it. Like, ew, gross, motherfucker, yeah.
The cum comes out while you sucking it anyway. It might not be
that's
a full
true.
Bus, but they be
that's
coming out all the time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So some of it you can't help. You can't help but to catch. But I'm talking about, you know, if he's the type of person that likes, that says, I'm finna cum, and you keep sucking, you got to be one spectacularly special person.
If I ever get there, I'm gonna have a basket of fruit and you're gonna eat all of that shit. All of that shit all day. I don't care. But I wanna
That's why you don't let it sit in your mouth, and it's when it hits your tongue.
Teach me, damn it.
It's when you taste
me.
If you let it just fall back in your throat, you don't taste anything.
You better call the president, my president, if that shit ever goes down. I am not lying.
Y'all need to the point
point where, hell, I'm looking at my phone. I wish he would call. Shit, I'm...
But don't get me wrong. I know what to do to get to where I want it to be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I am a big at it. You know what I'm saying? But there's just some things I just cannot get with. You know, I can't even do the double dip shit. You know, don't go there and. And try to kiss me? Fuck that shit. No.
So let me ask you.
Violation.
Really? So if he penetrates you, and then if he's in your mouth, you have a problem with that?
Yes, I do.
You got a problem with kissing you on him?
Yeah, I do. Huh? What's
wow.
You
doing?
Okay,
okay,
so.
Yeah.
So seriously, like y'all could be in the middle of it, and he could be on some old freaky shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? He pull out and come up to your mouth. You not gonna suck it?
No, I'm not.
Wow. I love this show. It's so
that's three from 101.
Right.
Not gonna happen. But if that was the case, it definitely wouldn't be what a woman though. Me, it wouldn't be. It wouldn't
be
what? It wouldn't be what a woman.
No, that's what I'm saying. You wouldn't even do it with your own. So you definitely wouldn't do it with somebody else.
Yeah, no, I'm saying.
I mean. I had one before, but what I'm saying is that it wasn't with a woman.
Oh, okay.
You had two men. Wait a minute, wait,
exactly.
Hold on, back. You had two men and ain't nobody busting your mouth?
No, hell, I don't do that shit. No, 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 no.
Okay, I'm just curious. How did this work? How did this work out? I mean, I understand how it worked. I mean, and I'm pretty sure they didn't touch each other. So, I mean.
Right.
Okay, where did they come at? I just got to know.
Shit, necklace, twins. I mean, there's plenty of places. There ain't be one of them. It never was. That is. That gets you in a bad position with me. You know? But no one understands. I like to take you there, and then I won't allow you to any of your business. I don't want you to bust. I know when you great bust. You will not do that. Nope. Nope. But I'm learning. Hell yeah, I'm learning some stuff.
Yeah, I'm learning
some
stuff.
I got control issues. I do. You know, there's a lot of things that I'm just real funny about, you know. But I could be a top four bottom.
Well, okay. Okay, before we get out of here. If you're the bottom, then that means you gotta do what I say anyway, right?
That's not getting ready to be one of them. I'm not doing that. I'm not taking you off.
So that means you're not being totally submissive to me.
No, that means
you're
willing to take the punishment.
I don't want the punishment.
that is the punishment.
Right, that is the punishment.
Nah.
Open up.
Once again, you're not you won't be totally submissive then.
Probably not.
Well,
because I haven't been in the position you know what I'm saying, to have to even go through that, because out the gate, they know that's not what's going to go down. So
it don't. I thought it don't matter once you're totally submissive to me, then that's what the fuck I want. That's what's supposed to happen.
Okay, I don't think you're still getting this.
You know what? Y'all got too many motherfucking different rules. Now, first of all, now last
week
you was being
stipulations.
There's stipulations in this world.
Shit, I do. Then it was me.
Wait a minute. Let me get this right. You're willing to walk out the house and walk out on your man, but you won't let a motherfucker bust a nut.
You damn right. Not in my mouth.
You know what? I'm retiring from it. I'm retiring from the dominator, because this shit ain't even right. We finna get up out of here. We getting up out of here. That shit, no. You ain't no dominatrix. You just on some bullshit. That's what you are. That's what you are. You on some bullshit. Mm-mm. That's what you doing. All right, I'm just
fucking. You can call it what you want to.
I ain't calling this dominatrix no more. I'm calling this some Miss Pimp old slick shit. That's what that is. All right. That's exactly
Mad
what that
love,
is.
Peace, and harmony to everybody. I'll holler at y'all tomorrow.
That's what's up. Janine, you got any last words for us?
Yeah, you already hollering about your big dick. You know they got a big dick club out there. I heard about it on TV.
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
Was a man in New York, 13.5 inches, and white man.
I can't even hang with that.
Shut up.
Man, I'm good.
But I ain't
they
gonna lie.
The
say I got club.
They said they in the league of they all.
I see, 13 inch. Yeah, he is. I ain't gonna even lie to him. Dang.
He ain't never gonna get no pussy.
Trust me, Janine ain't the only motherfucker to think like that. It's the more motherfucker think like Janine. What? Have 13 inches up in the motherfucker, I dare you to talk shit. Talk shit.
Right.
Shut up. Ah, boy.
Shut
the fuck.
He didn't crack the service open.
Hell yeah. Just jugging.
He stands clear across the room.
Don't get
this foot long, bitch. No, you know what?
Okay.
Oh,
look, so you got any last words?
You know, this has been a most enlightening show tonight. I've had a ball with you crazy, silly-ass people. Now, I'll be back tomorrow night. You already know. See you, anybody.
All right, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. Thank you, everybody, tuning in via internet. And we'll be back tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel. And for the lady that got the condom stuck up in,
use a hoe, use a hoe.
We out. Holler at y'all tomorrow. Peace.